It is 4:16 and time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Yeah, so we are almost done with our theme week on five of the greatest pranks in history.
Yeah.
We covered some pretty good ones so far.
Great ones.
Today, we're talking about the Great Rose Bowl Hoax.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Rose Bowl.
Okay. And it was a prank at the 1961 Rose Bowl. That year, the Washington Huskies were pitted against the Minnesota Golden Gophers.
Oh, the Golden
the
Gophers.
The Golden Gophers.
Yeah.
At halftime, the Huskies led 17-0, and their cheerleaders took to the field to lead the spectators in the stands in a card stunt, a routine involving flip cards depicting various images for the audience to raise from their seats.
They call that a card stunt?
Apparently, it's called a card stunt.
Interesting.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah. However, a number of students from the California Institute of Technology managed to alter the card stunt shown during the halftime break by making the Washington fans inadvertently spell out Caltech.
Oh, a completely different school.
Yes, not even involved at all.
Not in the game at all.
Nope.
Nothing to do with it.
So the hoax was planned by a group of Caltech students in December of 1960, subsequently known as the Fiendish 14.
Oh, the Fiendish 14.
14.
What, circa, what was this, 1960?
1960.
Because you would never hear a group of rascals these days calling themselves the Fiendish 14.
Yes. So their leader was a 19-year-old engineering student named Lynn Hardy, and they felt that their college was ignored up to and during the Rose Bowl game. So the students decided...
Well, they didn't have a football team, did they?
No. The students decided to use the flip card show to garner some attention.
Yeah,
engineers. So it took some real planning and possible breaking the law to pull this stunt off.
Oh.
To discover the details behind the Huskies' show, Hardy disguised himself as a reporter for a local Los Angeles high school and interviewed Washington's head cheerleader.
Oh.
The cheerleaders who organized the flip card routine willingly shared all the technical details of how it worked. And he learned that they would be able to trick unsuspecting Washington fans into holding up the incorrect signs by changing the 2,232 instruction sheets.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
2,232
sheets that they
wow,
had to change.
That's
yes.
a big prank.
So the students broke into the Cal State Long Beach dorm rooms where the Washington cheerleaders were staying and removed a single instruction sheet from a bedroom. They took it back to Pasadena and had some 2,400 copies made. Early on New Year's Eve, while the cheerleaders were at Disneyland, they broke into the dorm room again for the second time, borrowing the master instructions. Then back at Caltech, the Fiendish 14 mapped out their own master plans on graph paper because they probably had that handy all the time.
Of course they did.
And recruiting partygoers to assist, they stamped out a new set of 2,232 individual cards.
Wow.
Yeah. Returning to Long Beach once more, they, for the third time, picked the lock and broke in.
Again.
Re-entered the cheerleaders' room and replaced the original master plans and replaced all those old sheets with the new ones that
that's
they had made.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's three times they broke into this. I got to tell you, the security clearly in dorm buildings was not what
it
is
today.
It was
the 70s.
Clearly,
60s.
Just, I don't know how you could break in three separate times.
Yeah.
But they did.
I know people who don't lock their doors.
Yeah. So at halftime on January 2nd, 1961, the card stunt was executed exactly as the Caltech students had hoped. NBC cameras panned to the section, raising up the flip cards as they uneventfully displayed the first 11 designs.
Oh, yeah?
The 12th design modified the design of a Husky into that of a beaver, because that was Caltech's mascot.
Wow, yeah.
And the 13th stunt was supposed to spell out Washington in script flowing from left to right, but it flowed backwards instead. And then the 14th design was the unmistakable prank where Caltech was displayed in big block letters on a white background.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the stunt was pulled off.
Yeah. So the announcers and the stadium fell silent for several moments before breaking into laughter, because I'm sure they were very confused.
Sure.
Being that Caltech was not even involved at all in the game.
Love it.
As the Washington band marched off the field, the cheerleaders did not give the signal for the 15th and final image. They were unaware that the Caltech students had not altered the final design, which was an American flag. But they probably were scared about what was coming next.
Of course. Yeah, you didn't know, right?
Right.
Yeah. Imagine doing that these days. You really would be afraid of what was coming
next.
Yeah.
So the prank has been described as the greatest collegiate prank of all time and received national attention as the game was broadcast to an estimated 30 million viewers across the U.S.
Wow.
One author wrote, Few college pranks can be said to be more grandly conceived, carefully planned, flawlessly executed, and publicly dramatic than the Great Rose Bowl hoax.
It's a legend.
Yes. And like you said, the real kicker is that Caltech doesn't even have a football team.
Right. So. The real kicker, Sarah. The real kicker.
Kicker.
That's a position in football.
Yeah.
Okay. You picked out a record to go along with the Great Rose Bowl hoax, did you?
I thought a good song to play would be True to Your School by the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
From the album Little Deuce Coupe, it's Be True to Your School from the Beach Boys. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the Great Rose Bowl hoax that happened back in 1961.
1961. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right.
Hang on a second. Go.
Okay, the Great Rose Bowl hoax was planned by a group of Caltech students called the Fiendish 14.
The stunt required the group to break into the cheerleaders' dorm room three separate times.
And Caltech doesn't even have a football team.
No.
Nope.
No. And behaving like that, they will not get one, Sarah.
Right.
No football team for them. Now, you were just telling me during the song there, while we were bebopping to the sounds of the Beach Boys, that some of these, the Fiendish 14, some members of the Fiendish 14 went on to some great things.
Yeah, so one of the members of the Fiendish 14, he went on to become an astronaut.
Oh, an astronaut.
For NASA,
Oh, did you think he played pranks on his fellow astronauts?
I don't know. I hope not.
Slipping the oxygen thing off their mask and whatever.
And then a couple of the other ones ended up being like CEOs of big companies.
Jeez,
so.
All right. Yeah. All right, well, there you go. It all began with the Fiendish
14.
Fiendish 14.
That's right.
Folks want to learn more about the Great Rose Bowl hoax there. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. Right. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
I'm surprised. Maybe it's out there and I just haven't seen it, but I'm surprised Netflix or some of these streaming services haven't put together like a little series of these big hoaxes and release them around April Fool's Day. You know, like they do like the murders and everything's murder, murder.
Yeah, right.
But some of these this would be a great story to watch, like a 60-minute story on how the Rose Bowl prank came
out. Yeah, talking to the Fiendish 14.
Reenacting it?
Sure.
Of course. So it's our idea, Sarah.
Maybe it's not dramatic enough, you know? I don't know.
I think it's pretty funny.
I do too, but
the Masked Marauders, that would have been
great.
But
there's no like murder, you know? I feel like, you know.
That we know about.
Right.
You could add murder, maybe. Spice it up. Let's see, it's based on actual facts.
That's not really a prank then, is it? That's
no,
more
it's
of just a
murder.
Crime. That's really just a crime.
I bet, by the way, not for nothing, but I bet the Fiendish 14 could really pull off a pretty good murder. I mean, I'm not saying they did.
But you're saying because they could like broke into a dorm room three separate times?
They pulled this off. You don't think they could? Come on.
I don't know.
Come on. You watch some of these murder mysteries and you're like, how did they not know where to hide the body? Why would they put the body there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but these guys, there would have been.
That's true.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, it's not too late if they're still around. All right. back tomorrow with a fresh episode. We'll wrap up it took a dark turn.
It really did.
Wrap up the theme week of the biggest pranks in history tomorrow, actually on April Fool's Day. You ready for that tomorrow?
Yes.
Sure you are. You got your shoes back on?
I do.
Good. Club Nouveau on the way. Well, I didn't
take
mine
off. Slippers today? No?
No. Okay. No, enough foot talk. more of all that stuff coming up on Legends.